Stars including Ed Sheeran, David Guetta and Rita Ora have all contributed to that playlist, as have United Nations Messengers of Peace and Goodwill Ambassadors. Well, Frederica Roberts is the author of Recipe for Happiness and is known as the Happiness Speaker. She travels up and down the country speaking in schools, businesses and charities about how to be happy. Morning to you, Frederica.
Good morning.
So what's the secret?
Well, it's really, really simple, actually. It starts with wanting to be happy and actually making that choice.
We all want to be happy?
Well, you would think so, wouldn't you? But I think we've all met people who seem to actually revel in misery at times. But it really is, it's a choice, and it's not about being chirpy and cheerful all the time. It's really about making that choice to work on your well-being and having that resilience when things get tough and being able to really make the most of life and enjoy things to the full when things are really great.
This may seem odd, but aren't there some people who are happy being grumpy?
There probably are, and maybe that's their happiness. So maybe that's, you know, that's their formula for happiness, being deliberately grumpy.
It does sound as if you've got a secret there for that you can change, that if you're not happy, you can change things.
You can indeed, because although there is some research to indicate that about 50% of our happiness is genetic, that still leaves an awful lot. About 10% is circumstances, and 40% is actually the stuff we do to work on our happiness. And there are some really simple things we can do. One of them, for example, is to actually practice gratitude daily. And by that, I mean actually really thinking about what you're grateful about and maybe writing down three gratitudes every single day. It's such a simple activity. It takes minutes at most, sometimes even seconds, to just write three things down every day. And it just alters your state of mind. And some research carried out in America on that actually showed that by doing that for just 7 days, you could potentially feel happier for up to 6 months.
And my mum used to say that actually doing things for others and not thinking of yourself actually makes you happier.
I'm glad you said that, because that's a really big one, actually. And yes, altruism is really, really important, and not to the point where it weighs on us so much that it actually, you know, makes our life really difficult, but actually just genuinely doing things for other people whenever we can is a great way to actually boost your own happiness. So, you know, be selfishly selfless, I suppose.
Okay, well, have a nice day. Have a happy day, Frederica Roberts.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Recipe for Happiness is her book.
92 to 95 FM, 810 Medium.